Due to the direction that I see this show going this evening, we're going to continue with the survey right now. Number 6 I did on the last broadcast. Number 5's this one, and I'm going to let the computer do the introducing. Here's number 5.
Somebody.
That was the Oak Ridge Boys. But if you know the voices as well as I do, you'll know that the man who sang the lead was not Dwayne. There was a good reason why that man was there, and I'll get into that next week. This little issue came up to start with for this show tonight, so I better go ahead and keep everything organized. So let's set up this one now. For several months, we heard a lot of very uneasy messages. Messages that said things like, if the vote doesn't go our way, we're going to move people out of town. Or like, oh my goodness, this will be the only time we have this up here. And we've had one person talk one way and then all of a sudden talk another. The vote was supposed to happen this very day. And ladies and gentlemen, it did. And that subject brings us to what I'm here to talk about for this edition of the New Directions podcast. And I'm going to wait to share the final totals until we get into the first segment. Because as I do that, I'm going to also bring in, by the magic of Fox4KC.com, people that were in the field talking about it. Let's just say, ladies and gentlemen, I'll go ahead and say this part at least. This was a victory for the Metro Kansas City area. This is in my opinion, okay? A victory for the Metro Kansas City area in more ways than one. We will talk at length about this tonight here on the podcast, and we'll get everything underway on the other side of this break. When you look for places to eat, specifically fast food, you find yourself trying to decide between, for instance, hamburgers, chicken sandwiches, steak sandwiches, subs, for kind of a sub actually, and a few other odds and ends in between. What if I told you that there was a place that you can get almost all of what I just mentioned? Well, guess what, my friends? There is a place. This is Terry Runyon from the New Directions Podcast here to tell you about Texas Tom's. This place has everything and everything big. They have cheeseburgers. They have Italian sausage. They have steak sandwiches. They have chicken sandwiches. I think I might have even seen fish, but I don't know. They have a lot of different sides, such as okra, mushrooms, my personal favorite, onion rings. That's just to name three. I had never eaten there before recently, and I'm coming on right now to recommend it highly. When you're in the neighborhood of a place like this, I hope that you're preparing to stop. Every possible thing that you could want is at Texas Tom's. The hamburgers, the chili dogs even. I forgot to mention the chili dogs. Chicken sandwiches, you name it. It's all there. And if you leave that place hungry, that is on you. Stop at Texas Tom's near you, and my friends, you will be very, very glad that you did. Well, you know what? Let's not beat around the bush. Let's get into the reason why I'm finding myself a little more enthused than normal. The headline reads the following: extension of stadium sales tax fails for Chiefs and Royals in Jackson County. I will save my opinions for a little bit later. I'm going to read you the article right as of right now. Dateline Kansas City, Missouri. Jackson County residents on Tuesday voted down the decision to extend the sales tax that would have helped pay for renovations at Arrowhead Stadium and a new downtown ballpark for the Royals. The existing 3/8-cent sales tax has been paying for the upkeep at the Truman Sports Complex for more than 50 years. The latest votes read this way. No has become 58%. Yes has become 42%. The issue has gone bye-bye, boys and girls. Both teams signed leases last week to stay in Jackson County, though they were contingent on the sales tax extension passing. Last month, Chiefs President Mark Donovan warned that the team could leave Arrowhead and Kansas City behind if question one failed. Give me a break, you big mouth. We're disappointed. We feel we put forth the best offer for Jackson County. We were ready to extend a long-standing partnership with the teams that have joined with this county, Donovan said Tuesday night. We will do and look to do what is in the best interest of our fans and our organization as we move forward. You running for president this year, punk? The current lease at the Truman Sports Complex lasts through January 31st, 2031, and the teams could extend their time there with 2 5-year terms. Open your eyes, guys. Royals Chairman and CEO John Sherman released a statement Tuesday night saying, "We respect the voters of Jackson County and the results of the election today. You do it now, but you hadn't before. Why? We will take some time to reflect on and process the outcome and find a path forward that works for the Royals and our fans." I'll get to that in a second. Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas, who endorsed the sales tax decision late last week, released a statement Tuesday night saying, "The people of Kansas City and Jackson County love the Chiefs and the Royals. Today they rejected plans and processes they found inadequate. Over the months ahead, I look forward to working with the Chiefs and the Royals to build a stronger, more open, and collaborative process that will ensure the teams, their events, and investments remain in Kansas City for generations to come." KC Tenants released the following statement following the results Tuesday night. Just a second. "We love our city. Because of that love, we refuse to pay for our own displacement. The proposed sales tax to fund the stadium would cost our neighbors $50 million each year for 40 years. This is a regressive tax, a tax on the working class. John Sherman and the Royals' ownership have withheld critical information from the public." You dang right they have. "They have made no substantial commitments to the community. KC Tenants has been invited to discuss the project, but we have refused to engage in negotiations while details of the deal remain inaccessible to the public." Quote, "Negotiations without transparency are not negotiations at all. They are a sham. Vote for the future of Kansas City and vote for the people who make this place great. Vote no on April 2nd. The Royals' plans to build a downtown ballpark in the East Crossroads have been met with significant public pushback, including from Jackson County Executive Frank White and KC Tenants. Since releasing plans to move downtown, the club's leadership hasn't publicly said they would leave the city altogether if the vote failed." What the heck? White has been a vocal opponent of the Royals' plans to go downtown. Why in the world is it taking you so long to say that, Frank? Telling Fox 4 last week, it seemed like their plans are changing every other day. He has said he'd be willing to explore a Chiefs-only ballot question in August or November of this year while the Royals finalize their planning. Money delete. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? You lost. And the working people of the greater Kansas City metropolitan area won. Face it. Here's Kool and the Gang. Moment here.
A dedication to last throughout the years. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate and party with you. Come on now.
Celebration.
Let's all celebrate and have a good time. Yeah, yeah.
I want to close this segment with Mr. Harvey talking about something that I think a lot of people seem to have forgotten about. The business district in Kansas City, the ones who work the hardest, the ones that have their own private businesses, the ones that have the city market businesses, the ones that have all of that. My friends, they're the ones who win tonight. And they're the ones who win because of hard work. Which brings us to what Mr. Harvey is here to talk about. Paul, take it away.
American preachers tell me that there is no sermon which is looked forward to with less enthusiasm than a sermon about sin. Well, that's probably true if we're talking about a secular sermon on the subject of hard work. There is no gospel less popular than the gospel of hard work. I can ask you today... I could ask you right now to demonstrate your faith in America by handing poisonous snakes, and many or most of you would. I could outline a fundamental Christian code of conduct which strictly forbids the use of stimulants or sedatives or the wearing of jewelry, and many would, willingly and without question, accept and be bound by such abstinence. Our leaders could readily rally you to fight and die for your country, as they have many times, and you would, even again. But if Paul Harvey or any politician should state that our only chance for survival is to get off our dead centers and get to work, well, I'd be lucky if you'd let me finish. But I'm going to test my luck today. You see, I don't happen to be running for or from anything, and that does make a difference. The pregnant skyline of America was set in place one brick at a time. Now, that represents a lot of calluses. America the Beautiful is not an accomplished fact guaranteed to remain intact. God shed his grace on thee, to be sure, but this was wasteland when God had it to himself. He handed man a hoe and said, "You want another Eden? All right, earn it." And all that's necessary for the weeds to take over again is for you and me to lay down that hoe. Americans, the problem is less acute today than it has been. We're on the right track right now. But if we sit down on that track, I'm afraid we're going to get run over. We tell our young people how our country was carved out of the wilderness. No, it wasn't. Our nation was not carved out of the wilderness. Our nation was hammered and hoed and chopped and dug and sawed and clawed out of the wilderness by barehanded men who asked nothing for nothing. America did not start out with an agricultural production that's the awe and envy of the world. It was seeded first by sod-busting farmers who fought Indians and ranchers and cold and heat and drought and bugs and flood and one another. The fruited plain sprang forth from barren acres only after they had been watered with a lot of sweat. I guess what I'm saying is that the more history I study, ours and others, the more certain I am that there is one fertilizer essential to the survival of civilization, and that fertilizer is sweat. And I don't mean perspiration. I mean the kind of steamy, streamy, salty sweat that's wrung from a man by hard physical work. Somehow, the sweat gets into the soil of a farm or a factory or a city or a state or a nation, and everything thereabouts grows tall and strong and tough enough to stand against any storm. But the day the sweat dries up, the soil dries up, and whole civilizations are buried in dust.
William Lee Golden. If you ever wondered what was behind the beard, now you can find out, as I tell all in my new autobiography. I grew up in the cotton fields of South Alabama, but I dreamed of being at the top of the gospel music charts, and those dreams came true. Then I dreamed that the Oak Ridge Boys could make it in country music, and we did. My 50 years with the Oaks have been quite a ride. And it's all in my book. You can get your deluxe hardcover copy on Amazon or at WilliamLeeGoldenBook.com. And at WilliamLeeGoldenBook.com, you can also get an autographed copy. I'd love to sign one just for you. And I hope you enjoy reading about my life as much as I've enjoyed living it.
To take a look a little more objectively at that vote, I'm thinking that the people that are the hardworking members of downtown Kansas City and really the metro area are the ones that almost got railroaded. You have to admire people that have their mindset about wanting to do something in a very populated area. But I felt all along that it wasn't a good idea. I had felt that cards need to be pulled away from the chest for us to see what was happening. If people had done that on the Royals and Chiefs side, you might have had people at least listening to you. I'm not going to say they would have won it or lost it, but I think you would have had more people that would want to listen. Of all the campaigns that I have seen on over the course of life, I should say, excuse me, this one, in my own personal opinion, was the most lopsided that I've ever seen. We had, ratio-wise now, we had an unscientific ratio of, say, 10 to 0.5 in favor of commercials that were for this new tax. And one of the things that they had done, from what I had noticed, was they basically lied through their teeth because, number one, they were saying no new taxes. Wrong. Number two, they were saying that this initiative was going to come off the ballot after one time through, leading us to believe that if we didn't jump on this right away, it wouldn't happen and the Chiefs and Royals would end up moving out of town. Ladies and gentlemen, as a resident of Kansas City, I would not have seen that happen anyway. They used factors that are not, in my view, not the best voter influences, like threatening. I'm not sure I could go so far as to say blackmail. But they're trying to make us believe. They're trying to show information that they wanted us to see. I had a comment on this very broadcast several months ago that said, it's time for John Sherman to show us his hand. He never, ever did it. And to those that were thinking about that were going to move to North Kansas City, you even had me believing that you were going to do that. But the more this little campaign came along, the more I felt like I was lied to as well, a resident of the Northland, that is. Or it just seemed to me that the Northland was nothing more than lip service. They wanted downtown all along. I was reading on Facebook at one point last night that they needed to improve the murder totals. And you dang right, they do. I'll give you 186 reasons why I believe that. And that was the number of murders in Kansas City alone last year. I wasn't able to find out, and I hope to be able to for a future edition of this show, to find out the ratio of how many of that 186 happened downtown. And this goes back to what I was saying before. Sure, you have made improvements downtown. I get it. But I feel like you have a long ways to go. I'm hoping to be able to see the MASH show, where it was an April Fool's Day show, ironically enough. And the line comes up when I... And I'll just enter the line when I repeat what I say just now. Okay, so you have approved. But to quote the line from that show, what do you want, a medal? I'm going to go on record on saying this. Downtown Kansas City, Missouri, you're not exactly one of my favorite areas to drive into. But not everybody's bad, and I get that. But trying to railroad us into believing if we don't contribute the money, you're going to move on. Fellas, you got more money than we working people will ever see in our lifetimes. And I think you need to be reminded a little bit of what not only keeps Kansas City turning around, but keeps this country turning around. I'm using a quote from a song. Here's that song. Here's Alabama with 40 Hour Week. Just a second, they're getting it set. Just a second here. As soon as we get it buffered, here we go. Here comes Alabama with 40 Hour Week.
But the fruits of their labor their pay, that it's time a few of them recognize. Hello, Detroit auto worker, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just send it on down the line. Hello, Pittsburgh steel mill worker, let me thank you for your time.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is what this country is very definitely all about. And the way I see it, when the vote was against doing the new stadium, basically doing the new stadium, I saw this the most as a victory for the working class here in Kansas City. They're not going to give up, the folks that are trying to put this stadium together. And it really felt to me like they were trying to patronize, and maybe patronize is too strong a word. They were trying to recognize the people because of the fact that the people had spoken. It happens every election. Maybe in a way the folks think Kansas City does care after all. I'm still keeping them as far away as I can with kid gloves. They're not going to give this up, and I really believe that they aren't. But the one thing they did realize more than anything else was that Kansas City's resolve is a heck of a lot stronger than the people gave them credit for. As far as Frank White is concerned, I'm just going to leave him alone. You mentioned the Royals, he has conflicts, and I'm not going to get into that either. But for now, Kansas City, I'm very much proud of you. And there's a song I want to play as we close this segment that makes me feel very, very happy. We're going to close out this podcast on the other side of this break. Charles Osgood began his Sunday morning show one time by saying these words. If you haven't heard already, then I'm sorry to be the one to have to tell you. I like the way he approached that. And I think those words seem appropriate when it describes our next podcast. I am sorry to be the one to have to tell you that Wayne Allen's longtime wife, Nora Lee, passed away on Easter Sunday at age 76. I'm going to spend a majority of the next podcast remembering her. Her years with the Carol Lee Singers, singing alongside Dwayne, their daughter Jamie, and whatever family members they could find to sing along with. These two, it was a matter of, they were so close a couple that you couldn't say Nora Lee's name without saying Dwayne's. And Dwayne's, of course, without saying Nora Lee's. They were married a long time. And we'll take a moment to remember, as much as I can, Nora Lee Allen next time here on the New Directions podcast. In this day and age, words like these seem more and more appropriate. This time, no exception. Diane Eladio, who is the fiddle player for the local group, The Elders, publishes these, and they serve as our final thought this time around. This is just a reminder that every time you're in the grocery store, you pass someone who has recently lost a loved one. Every time you're at a stoplight, someone around you has just visited someone at the hospital. And at every coffee shop, someone at the table over is suffering from chronic pain. Give the humans around you the benefit of the doubt. Be kind. It's an easy way to live. And Dolly Parton adds to Diana's message with, if you see someone without a smile, give them yours. may we all take a moment to do just that. It's going to wind things up for this edition of the New Directions podcast. Thank you for being with me as always. See you next time as we remember Miss Nora Lee Allen. To get us out of here, the theme of the working man, the Nashville Jam Company is providing this for us. Their version of Mr. Merle Haggard's Working Man Blues.
Hurricane Andrew.